Hare Krishna. First of all, I feel very shy and shivering. So many brahmacharis, sunseen devotees are sitting in front of me. As a service only, I'm just taking this opportunity to all of you. And I was given title to talk about Sri Ramanacharya. And this time is also very less time. 8:30, the time should be finished. So 35 minutes we have. So it is very long topic. If you want to speak Ramanacharya, you need 1 week at least to hear whole pastimes. But today we cannot cover everything. There are many aspects we can see in the previous acharyas, because before ISKCON was started by Srila Prabhupada, it was one prominent sampradaya, means it is Sri Ramana sampradaya. And my father is from the sampradaya, he took initiation from the Ramana sampradaya, and he used to speak about this all the Alvars and the Manakkalambi very, very long time ago. Although we heard, we are a bit pious, but we never taken seriously. Even the Ramanacharya and the temple is there, everything is there. Something were lacking in us. After reading Srila Prabhupada books only, I wanted to know how Raman is great. So to understand who is Lord Shiva, who is Ramanacharya, to respect everyone, really helped me Srila Prabhupada's books. Because when I heard from my father, I was in the school teachers are very atheistic. They always ridicule our scriptures. They are Gnostic people, so many teachers were in my school. So, in my home, my father speaks Ramayana Mahabharata very nicely. When I go to school, they confuse. This is not mythology, it's not our these scriptures. They speak like that. I was confused in between. And then finally, searching and studying so many books, and finally, when I got Prabhupada's books, I really find out how Ramanuja is very valued, how powerful he is, and whatever Srila Prabhupada spoke was made me sense. And then I started reading after Ramanacharya. Then everything was made sense for me. So, looking at Ramanacharya's biography, it is, there are so many aspects, there is many, many things. Especially his strong faith in Guru words, Guru Nishtha, and service attitude, conquering Mayavada, correcting Guru, and the importance of Grahasthas. You can see, even Lord Chaitanya also same. Lord Chaitanya is a sannyasi, but his most associates are Grahasthas. And same way, in Sripa Ramanacharya's life history, most of his associates are Grahasthas. And in ISKCON, we had different mode. Because Srila Prabhupada wanted to preach. So he wanted to give saffron to brahmacharis. If you take in India, only sannyasis is allowed to wear saffron. Not grahasthas or brahmacharis either. Because saffron, once you own, that's it. You never take it back. We have a little bit slight difference in that. And grahasthas are very much valued in Ramana Sampradaya. Therefore, their Sampradaya still strong. After thousands of years, Ramanuja disappeared in this planet. Still, no one checked Ramanuja's position in Sri Vaishnavas. We are wondering how much we have the strong faith in Srila Prabhupada. Even 40 years of history, we are shaking. Therefore, we have to take strong inspiration from the Sri Vaishnava, especially from Ramanacharya. For Sri Vaishnava, how Ramanacharya is very important. Similarly for us, Srila Prabhupada is very important. In Sri Vaishnava, there are so many Jiyas are coming, they are giving initiation. There are 43 Gurus are there. But still, the Param Guru is Sri Ramanacharya. And this is everyone's understanding. Any Sri Vaishnava you take, Ariyan, Ramanuja Dasan. They completely talk about Ramanacharya only. We should have that mood. Otherwise, we have big movement, we have different gurus. For everyone fights my guru, my guru, my guru, and the soul is not there anymore. This is a very important lesson I learned from Sri Ramanuja Sampradaya. Also, how much grahasthas are important in his life, he preferred, and he demonstrated the renunciation not in the dress, it is in the consciousness. You know all, many times we heard about Ramanacharya, how he studied with a Mayavadi's teacher. Some may wonder, why Ramanuja studied to Mayavada teacher if you don't like Mayavada? Ramanuja studied to the Mayavada teacher for only one reason. What they are speaking and what are the teachings, then we have to refute it. Therefore, Ramanuja learned from Mayavada teacher Yadava Prakasha. And you know the many, many pastimes how this Mayavada teacher one day giving the different meaning for Kapyasam. And then Ramanuja gave different explanation. He was envious Ramanacharya. He tried to kill him. And he took away some yatra. And the yatra, Ramanuja's mother had one more sister. Her son was Govinda. And Govinda was one of the students. He warned Ramanuja to escape. And Ramanuja escaped from North India, not to know how to come to home. Then at midnight in the forest, one hunter and his wife came. They say, we are going to Kanchipuram. So Ramanuja said, can I come with you? Yes, you can come along with us. And then they came nearby that Kanchipuram and the forest near the end. It was midnight. And that time, this hunter's wife asked him some water. And her husband said, I can't give you water in midnight. You have to take rest. Tomorrow only we can get water. Then Ramanuja, as a young boy, seeing, they helped him a lot. I couldn't serve them. So, can I bring some water for you? So Ramanuja said, yeah, okay, go and bring water. And then, before Ramanuja come back, they disappeared. Then Ramanuja realized who came. Lord Varadaraja Perumal and Lakshmi Devi came to guide him personally to bring him Kanchipuram. Then he went back to the well. He said, Kiran, from this well I took some water. And where is Kanchipuram? He asked the people, public. You can see this Punya Kodi Vimana, you know, the Sri Vaishnava temple. They had the Vimana, the tomb is called Vimana. Different names given for different temples. See, in Kanchipuram, the Kanchipuram temple tomb is called Punya Koti Vimana. You can see the Vimana is not there, it's Kanchipuram. Ramanuja is so very happy, ran towards his family, and he became, and he explained to mother, and he was very happy. After Yadav Prakasha, when Ramanuja escaped from the camp, Yadav Prakasha thought he may be died, or maybe some eaten by forest animals. So after come back, Sri Ramanuja, Yadav Prakasha, he saw Ramanuja on the street. He was shocked, but still he didn't show any emotions. Hey Ramanuja, how are you? This and that. Come to my school. I want to, you are with my student like that. Then Ramanuja was also joined him. And then one day Yadav Prakasha giving class and coming out of the temple. And then Ramanuja also coming along with him. That time, Kanchipurna, one of the biggest Vaishnava, he is not born Brahmana, but he is a topmost Vaishnava. Every time the Lord will speak to him if he has any doubts. If Ramanuja had some doubts, the Lord spoke to him personally. This is a lot of pastimes. We have no time to cover much. So, that time, this is a very important turn point in Ramanuja's life. How a Vaishnava's glance can you bring automatically from bad association? When Ramanuja walking towards Yadav Prakasha, that time, by the help of Kanchipurna, Yamunacharya walking to see Ramanuja. And then Kanchipurna was walking towards this crowd. Yadav Prakasha going to all the disciples, among Ramanuja one of them. On the opposite side, Kanchipurna and Yamunacharya walking. And that time, Yamunacharya asked Kanchipurna, can you show me who is Ramanuja? And he saw the tall personality, very golden color. He is the one. You see his forehead is very broad forehead and a good shoulder and such a build up of Ajanapag. The personality is Ramanuja. That time, Yamunacharya was praying to the Lord Varadaraja, my dear Lord, somehow, my wonderful descendant of Sri Vaishnava, this Ramanuja, in the bad association, this Mayavadi, Yadav Prakasha, somehow, if really pleased with my service, please bring him back to my Sri Vaishnava tradition. Please bring him back. In this he prayed to the Lord and glanced upon Ramanuja. And the moment Ramanuja glanced, took his darshan. And by the glance, Yamunacharya transferred his mercy to Ramanuja. So that after some time, one day Yadav Prakasha again taught some tattvamasi philosophy. I am the same supreme. That time Ramanuja said, I am not agree with you. Then they get some argument. Then Yadavaprakasha, now you can get out of my school. Ramanuja was very happy. He came out of Yadavaprakasha and he's teaching this and serving to the Vaishnavas. So after he moved out, then that time Yamanacharya was in Srirangam. He wanted to meet Ramanuja. And Ramanuja was prepared to go and meet him. And that time, by the time Ramanuja reached there, Yamanacharya left the planet, left the body. And Ramanuja became so disappointed. And he came very emotionally combat. Somebody told him, all the way you came to Srirangam, why don't you take darshan of Lord Ranganatha? Ramanuja replied, I don't want to take the Lord's darshan because he took my guru away. That much guru bhakti Ramanuja had. He regarded my guru is more important than the Lord. And then he come back all the way. He went to only Kanchipurna is only there. He went to Kanchipurna and paid obeisance to Kanchipurna. Look, I went to see Yamanacharya. He passed away. Now I have no shelter to go. Give me what to do. Give me some teachings. That time, Kanchipurna asked him, what was the symptom? Did you able to see the body of Yamanacharya? Yes, I saw the body of Yamanacharya. And how was it? Yes, the hand was 3 fingers folded in his hand. I asked some disciples, it is unusual, they said. So I had inspiration that I made 3 promises to my Guru Maharaj that I write Sri Vaishnava commentary on the Vedana Sutra, 1 finger straight hand. I told, I will name one of the disciples' son, Parasara Bhatta, who wrote Vishnu Purana, 2nd finger straight hand. And 3rd, I will preach Sri Vaishnava so widely all over India, the 3rd finger straight hand. Then he said, this is what your guru's instruction, take it seriously. But I have no way, I'm not initiated, I have no choice to go. What to do now? You guide me. You give me initiation. He asked him. Then Kanchipurna humbly refused. I'm not Brahmana. You born Brahmana. You can't take initiation from me. So Ramanuja said, if that different thread makes one Brahmana, I don't need that thread. You are a Vaishnava, more than a Brahmana. Why are you refusing to give me initiation? So Kanchipurna won't take humble position. But the right time will come, Krishna will guide you. Until that, I can give some service. Okay, give me what service I have supposed to do. Then, the first service Ramanuja got was, imagine, we are very fond of talking about services. But sometimes service comes, we are not able to do that. First service Ramanuja gave was, he got was, what was that? He told, bring some water from the well to bathe the deities. So Ramanuja's first service got was, bring the water from the well to the bathe Lord Varadaraja. This was his first service. By doing this service, and one day Ramanuja was reading the Vedana Sutra and all the scripture, he had some doubts. He never know whom to ask. Finally, he asked Kanchipurna that I have some doubts, philosophical questions. Can you ask the Lord and get me the answer? Kanchipurna agreed. And he asked 6 questions. And 6 questions Kanchipurna put in front of the deities because Kanchipurna had a special relationship with the Lord. He was doing some special seva called Chamara. The Chamara not made of peacock feather or not some kind of wool. It is made of, I don't know what to say in English, particular trees, root. And the Kanchipurna take the root and make it crush it, make it a flap, and then he will dip into one of the perfume leaves he put on that, and that perfume is so beautiful, natural perfume. Then he dipped that fan into the cold water, and then he fanned to the Lord. So this more better than AC, air condition. The Lord enjoying his service. Therefore, he is very, very closely related to the Lord, Varadaraja, in Kanchipuram. Then that time, Varadaraja doing Samara, and looking at the Lord's face, the Lord understood Kanchipurna wanted awesome questions. So what do you want? Then Kanchipurna humbly presented, how can I say, Ramanuja had some doubts. These are doubts he put in front of the ladies. Lord immediately answered, Aham eva param tattvam. He said, I am the supreme personality of Godhead, no one else. Then we have to understand the body and soul are different. The body is temporary, the soul is eternal. And he said the 3 6 teachings, and the other 4 teachings. And one teaching is that Saranagati, surrender is the only way to achieve me. And then he said, yes, Antim Smriti Varjanam. You don't have to remember him at the time of death. This was the main doubt Ramanuja had. What if a devotee remembering, serving your Lord for many, many years, for a long time, finally at the time of death, we can't remember you. What was his position? The Lord replied him, is no necessary. I will remember him that time. That's my duty. Those for antim smriti varjanam. No need to remember him last minute. I can do that. If you won't surrender unto me. Then the last one was, you have to take initiation from Mahapurna. This was 16 sections given to Ramanacharya. And Raman just tried to execute one by one. You know, one day he wanted to take Mahakanchipurna. Although he refused initiation. But he asked, please want to take some remnants from him. At Siksha Guru. And Sir Kanchipurna agreed with that. And Ramanuja cooked a nice feast. He told his wife, she cooked a nice feast. When Kanchipurna was doing some service, Ramanuja was waiting for Kanchipurna. He went to bring Kanchipurna. He went to northern side, and Kanchipurna knowingly, he came southern side to Ramanuja's house. So Kanchipurna came and his wife was there. He asked, can you give some prasadam? Yeah, my husband went to see you. Wait until he comes, you can both take together prasadam. Kanchipurna said, no. I want to go, I have some service to do. So immediately Kanchipurna took some prasadam and then he took his own leave. He threw it away far away because he don't want to give his remnants to Ramanuja. He thought, I am unqualified. And the place, there was some remnants were there. Ramanuja wanted to take that one. But what happened, his wife was such a pakka caste-conscious Brahmana lady. She thought Kanchipurna is inferior in caste. So his remnants, my husband should not take it. My husband Brahmana, but he is not Brahmana. So, she cleaned every area, she put a cow dung, she cleaned everything, and the water, even the pot, the remnants, everything, she gave to some beggars, she washed everything, and cooked freshly for Ramanuja. Ramanuja all the way couldn't see Kanchipurna come back again. He said, did my Guru Maharaj came? Yeah, he came. He took prasadam? Yeah, he took prasadam. Where is the remnants? I gave it to servants. Ramanuja was so upset about this. He decided, I'm not supposed to be here anymore. The first upset he got his wife. And then again, another time, Yamanamchira passed away, there was in Srirangam, the Sri Vaishnava was in a difficult situation. They wanted a powerful acharya to take over the position. Then that Mahapurna, they sent to Mahapurna, Thirumalai Nambi, he came all the way, and then he wanted to give initiation. And then even Ramanuja also walking towards Srirangam to take initiation. And then both met in one place called Erigatha Ram temple. And that is a little bit further to Kanchipuram temple. So the Guru and disciple met each other. Then Ramanuja said, I am also coming to Srirangam to take initiation from you. And yes, I was sent by all the Sri Vaishnava sannyasis to bring you here to Srirangam. So let us go to Kanchipuram temple, take initiation, give initiation over there. You know, now, we think, I'm not ready for that. I cannot chant proper my rounds. I'm still young. It's not my time to take initiation. See, what Ramanuja says that. The Guru says, come few yards. In the Sri, there's one beautiful Kanchipuram, your own temple. In front of deities, I'll make a nice yagya. I give initiation. You know what Ramanuja said? Time is very unpredictable. You know what happened to our Guru? I want to see him before I see him left the planet. So now, right now, here you give initiation. I can't wait in one moment. That was seriousness in Ramanacharya. Therefore, taking initiation as early as possible, following the four regulative principles, one should not delay. Because time can take anything away from us very easily. What facility we have today, we can't expect tomorrow it will be. Because time is very crucial. So Ramanacharya proven in his own life, how Yamanacharya passed away within, he was taking take initiation from Yamanacharya, but he passed away. Therefore, Ramanuja very eager to take initiation immediately, and then himself, he gave the Panch Samskara, gave initiation. And that time, the Sikha, the Yajna Pavitram, this Panch Samskara, this Panch Trilak, everything, the holy name, same like in ISKCON. Ramanuja Panch Samskara, gave initiation to Ramanacharya. But still, Ramanuja in Kanchipuram only. And finally, one day he went to Srirangam. So while Ramanuja was came and take service from Srirangam, there was a lot of disciples. And one of the Garagas, Sri Sada Gokulananda ki, Jai, Sri Sitam Sunamani ki, Jai. So one day Ramanacharya came to bank of Kaveri. How many have been to Srirangam? South India, Srirangam? Anybody been to Srirangam? Oh, Hare Krishna. Very nice. If you come, please come to Srirangam. Because my home is not far from that area. So, in the Srirangam, bank of Kaveri, Ramanuja put a small chair and sitting, and all the disciples are walking there chanting the mantra. And Ramani also chanting, and some devout disciple had umbrella with, for a guru, it's very hot. And Ramani saw one peculiar scene, one young lady walking towards the, on the waves, and opposite to him, one young guy holding umbrella to her, and walking reversely, looking at her eyes without taking her eyes back. So Ramani saw, what is this happening here? This man is so infatuated by this woman's eyes. So Ramani sent one disciple to bring him. The disciple and the white girl came. So Ramani asked, what is this? He said, why are you walking reverse? My dear Swamiji, this girl is so beautiful. I was so attracted to her. I can't withdraw her eyes from my eyes. So I walk in reverse like that. Then Ramani told him, if I show you some better beautiful eyes more than your girlfriend, will you be able to see him? Yes, you show me. So he took Lord Ranganathan. And Ramani prayed to Lord Ranganathan, my dear Lord, please give your darshan, especially your lotus eyes, so that you can attract his heart. So when Ramani prayed, Lord immediately come in one very beautiful smiling face. And that time, they opened the curtain. This person, the Grahastha, got beautiful darshan of Lord Ranganath. The eyes captivated him. He fell unconscious. And Ramani told him, look, do you like this eyes? So much beautiful. Then any woman I compare in this world, I never know the Lord has this beautiful lotus eyes. So from now onwards, I want to stay in the temple. Ramani said, no, you already touched one girl. Better you marry her and leave as a Grahastha and serve the temple and me. Okay, so Ramani ordered him to get married. He made the girl. And then every day morning, when Ramani going for the walking, Ramani put hands in his shoulder. He walked towards the bank of Kaveri and come back. Some Brahmacharya disciples are envious of this. What is this Grahastha guy? He's living with a woman. We are such Brahmacharis. We are living such celibate life. But Ramani is sannyasi. He's putting his hand and shoulder as a Grahastha. Walking is such very, maybe Gurumar also sometime like enough, okay, it's because he had a lot of money, maybe. That's what he wants some money from him as well. He thought like that. Ramanjan noticed all this thing. What was my disciples saw? Face was not very bright. And he realized what happening with them. So Ramanjan want to teach a lesson to them. One day, this Brahmacharis, Gamchars hanging in the ropes. So Ramanjan went to midnight. He turned one or two of the Gamchars and hide some Gamchars. Next day morning, every Brahmacharya, hey, where is my Gamcha? Hey, it was here. You told my Gamcha. You stole it. They're fighting. It's an arguing. And they're about to fight each other. What's happening here? Guru Maharaj, somebody took in my Gamcha. It's a big thing to deal, to find. Anyway, don't worry. Oh, this happened later on. First what happened, he called one of the Brahmachari. One day that time, Ramanji called Grahastha purposely. He was talking to him until midnight. And that time, Ramanji called one Brahmachari. If you go to his house, his wife wearing a lot of jewelry, go and steal the jewelry and come back. So Ramani kept the husband talking to him. He sent the Brahmacharya disciple to his house. When the Brahmacharya went to the Grahastha's house, his wife is sleeping on the bed. And that time, she wearing a lot of jewelry, she was sleeping like that. So Brahmacharya went, because Guru ordered, no? They took all the jewelry, from the right side, the bangle, the rings, everything, and into all the she has beautiful bangle, big golden bangle, diamonds, everything she took out. She knew very well what's happening there, but she don't want to disturb it. Maybe our Guru Maharaj has some necessity, maybe he has some problem, let them take it. So, she wanted to give the other side. She turned over, the disciple ran away because she's getting up. So they bought whole things. Then, this Ramana said, Okay, you go to home, maybe wife will be awake and waiting for you. So the Grahastha came, midnight, 12 o'clock, and Ramani said, somebody go behind this person, see what the wife and husband talking to each other. So the Brahmacharya came, ran behind him, he's hiding in the window watching what the Grahastha is speaking. The man entered the house, his wife was, knocked the door, wife came and awakened, and he saw the wife. One side is no jewelry at all, and the other side full of jewelries. Yes, what happened to this? Why your one side of full jewelry, one side is nothing happening? Nothing there. Why? You know what? Yesterday night, tonight only, before you come, our one of the brahmachari came, he was stealing all my jewelry. I thought maybe Guru Maharaj has some necessities. So I thought of, let him take all the jewelries. The man said, but still you are so selfish. Why you say like that? Why you keeping other side also? Why don't you give everything to them? All belongs to Guru. You know that? Because I want to give them. So I turned other side. But before I turned the other side, they run away. Thought they awake. I'm waking up. No. You give me all now. So he took everything, all the other jewelries. He folded it, ran into Ramanujacharya. And the Ramanujacharya's disciple went and told Guru Maharaj, this man went and what he told everything, what he saw there. And then Ramanuja saw this jewelry, the man brought it. Gurudev, one brahmachari took some jewelry only from a wife. This also belongs to you. Please you keep this one. And then Raman looked at the brahmacharis. Look at him. You all brahmacharis, supposed to renounce, supposed to detach. How much you fighting very badly for the copins? Now you see, you steal this from his own wife's body. And he bring all other jewelry to give it to me. So what you think renunciation means? It's not the dress, it's the consciousness. Look at him. How renounced he is. That's what Ramanuja demonstrated. The ashram is not important. The consciousness is called renunciation. And in this way, he was encouraging all the Grahasthas and give them initiation. One day, the Ramanuja was well established Vaishnava, Sri Vaishnavism. And he got a wonderful two disciples, Kuresha and Mudaliyandan. I know what English names for Mudaliyandan. And two disciples are very, very important. In fact, they are older than Ramanujacharya. Kuresha born in 1009 AD. Ramanuja born 1017 AD. But they became disciples of Ramanujacharya. Kuresha was very wealthy Brahmana, but he fully renounced. One day, he heard about Ramanuja's glories. He thought, I want to renounce and take initiation from Ramanujacharya. So, Ramanuja is not fond of any money. So, to meet a guru, you got to fully renounce your consciousness. He left everything, gave everything in charity, because Kuresha's house was very huge palace. In the palace, so long, tall doors will be there. Every day, they open the door in the morning, 9 o'clock. Everyone come and get in charities. Evening 9 o'clock, they open the huge door. When they bang the door, the bell ring, kanar. Suddenly, one day Lakshmi Devi asking, whose bell is those bell? Because Lakshmi Devi giving everybody to wealth. She herself amazed. Whose house is this? 9 o'clock, the ring in the bell. This bell sound is bigger than our temple bell sound. The Lord answered to her, this is one of our devotee. He's a very wealthy Brahmana, but totally renounced. Then Lakshmi Devi said, why don't you bless him? But the Lord said, I am waiting him to see my disciple Ramanuja. So immediately, then next day, Kuresha got a dream that I want to go and see Ramanujacharya. So he took his wife, walking towards Ramanujacharya, come to Kanchipuram. Midnight, there was evening and dark, there was a forest. And Kuresha said, let us stay here, and tomorrow morning we can walk. And he was very happy to put some so that he wanted to sleep. His wife was sitting unawake. And Kuresha asked his wife, why are you not sleeping? Come on. No. Tell me, do you have something in your hands? Do you have any gold with you or any possessions with you? No. I give up everything at my home. Only one golden plate. You always take prasadam on the plate. That only I was just brought only for you only. Nothing else. And she took out the golden plate and showed to Kuresha. Kuresha thought, look, because this possession, you are fearful, you can't remember Guru and Krishna. Let us give it to me. He threw the plate on the forest. Now you are fearless. You have no any material desires. Let us go only with spiritual desires to see Ramanujacharya. He is a Grahastha. Just see how Kuresha was setting example. And then Ramanujacharya gave initiation to him. And a lot of time we need to say about Kuresha's pastime. And then the Guru Bhakti is more prominent than anybody else. One day, Ramanujacharya wanted to visit South India, one tour, and he wanted to preach over there. So, he told Kuresha, you all pack my luggages. Okay, and Quraysh are packing all luggages. And then they came to Andhra Pradesh. And the camp, Ramanuja unfold his own luggage. He wanted his shalagram. Because Ramanuja worshipping shalagram. So he took everything. And then Ramanuja's shoe came in the suitcase. And Ramanuja took his shoe out and put it back. Then came shalagram. Ramanuja shocked. What is this? You putting shalagram, shoe, my shalagram, under the shoe. It's not good. And Quraysh get very upset. Gurudev, what is the discrimination? That is your shalagram. This is my shalagram. For you, that is worshipable. For me, this is worshipable. He said. He is regarding his Guru's shoes are everything for him. Can you imagine how the Guru Bhakti is prominent? Ramanuja very much amazed by the Guru Bhakti of Quraysh and smiled and told him, I appreciate your Guru Bhakti, but don't do it again. And everybody will try to do what you are doing. Still, shalagram is my worshipable deity. So, the love for the Guru and the respect how much he has for Guru is very much prominent in Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. And then, after, you know, one of the king, Krimikanda Chola, he wanted to defeat Ramanuja, he wanted to establish Saivesham. And that time, Quraysh are told, because he wanted to defeat Ramanuja, I sent his servants to bring Ramanuja to the assembly. Message came to Quraysh. Quraysh ran immediately to Ramanacharya. Gurudev, danger is here. Now you have to escape from here. Ramanuja said, why? This king won't defeat you. He want to defeat Sri Vaishnava. He want to force you to accept Lord Shiva's supreme. But which you can't do. Better, I don't want to be defeated by him. Better you go escape from this place. And whatever if you call him, I will take responsibility. So immediately, he gave his Grahastha address to Ramanujacharya. He took Ramanuja sannyasa cloth for himself. And Quraysh came in front of the king. I am Ramanuja, he said. The king is saying, why don't you accept Shiva as supreme? That time, one of Quraysh's disciples, he told the king, my dear king, he is not Ramanuja. Just one disciple became against him. This king punished Quraysh. But finally one day, this disciple died, about to die. That time, Quraysh blinded by the king. So after Ramanuja went South Mysore and North India, he made a very big revolution. Lot of disciples became very famous. Meanwhile, the king who punished Quraysh, he died by the illness. And meanwhile, when Quraysh, one of the Mahapurna walking towards the Srirangam in the forest, that time, there is a little bit far distance, Quraysh and Mahapurna walking towards the forest and towards Srirangam. That time, Quraysh told this Mahapurna, I don't mind leaving my body. I feel very fatigued. I don't mind dying here. But Srirangam is far away. So if I reach Srirangam, then I can leave my body happily. Immediately Mahapurna told him, no, I want to leave body in this forest only, not in Srirangam. Why? Srirangam holy place. If you go die in Srirangam, you get liberation. No. You know what? If I die in Srirangam, people tell me, this man left the body in Srirangam, he went to Vaikuntha. Not by Guru's mercy. I want to go to liberation. I want to get liberation, not by Lord's mercy. I want my Guru's mercy. What if people think? If I go and die in Srirangam, everybody will say, oh, because he died in the holy place, he left the body, they went to Vaikuntha. My Guru's name will be spoiled. I don't want to happen. I want right now die here, because it's my Guru Maharaj's duty to take me to the spiritual world. Could you imagine? He don't want to get that glory, that I want to live in a holy place. He said, my Guru Maharaj should be glorified before the Lord, before myself. So this is the renunciation. Now always disciples, they give everything to their Guru. The whole life itself. And then, when Ramanuja walking on the other side, he is traveling over the Mysore. In the Mysore, one day Ramanuja was staying in one place with the Grahastha address. And there was one disciple, Mudali Andan, following Ramanacharya along with him. He's serving Ramanacharya. And that time, there was one place, when Ramanuja went, there lot of, which one temple there, some Buddhist temple there, and lot of people are following different religions. And Ramanuja booked a class there. When Ramanuja gave the class, no one turned up for the class. Then Ramanuja asked the people, what is going on here? Why people not interested in Vedic scriptures? I can see so many different religions they're following. So what's the problem? Then the public replied, Here, Gurudev, nobody wants to take spiritual life seriously. They all want a different religions. People become irreligious. We don't know how to change these people. Ramanuja called one disciple, his own disciple, Mudali Andan. Mudali, because he asked, which lake do all the people take bath? This is a lake. Everyone come and take bath here only. So Ramanuja called his disciple, Mudali Andan, go to the lake, wash your feet and come back. And he said, this disciple went, washed his feet and come back. The next day morning, they all went take bath in the lake. So finally, this evening, next day evening, all came to hear Ramanuja's class. What has happened? Ramanuja's disciples' feet washed in that lake. That water purified the conscience of all the other Mayavadis and impersonalists. They completely become purified. They came to hear Ramanuja's class. And then Ramanuja further walking towards another area. And then, thank you, Prabhu. And that place, there was one lady. This lady is cooking and offering prasadam. And then, Ramanuja asked her, what was, he told, I can't take prasadam anywhere and everywhere. I want to make sure, are they cooking properly? Are they offering to the deities? So he sent one disciple to check it. So disciple went inside and come back. Gurudev, I can't see any deity in their house. Then where she's offering? She has one of a black wooden thing. She offered to that wooden thing. What is wooden thing? Then Ramanuja asked the lady, send the disciple. He said, it's a wooden thing, something black color. One disciple asked, you want to make sure what you're offering to? This is my Gurudev's shoe, Paduka. I'm offering the shoe, everything. Oh, where you got it? When I was Srirangam, I met Ramanacharya, he gave me initiation, but I forgot the mantra. So then, all the way I came here, again I met Ramanacharya, and then he gave me the mantra, he gave me the shoe again. So I worship in the shoe. So then, the disciple asked, can you see who is Ramanacharya in the crowd? So the lady came, look at all the, watching everybody's feet. Finally when he came to Ramanacharya, this feet, I think, is my Gurudev's feet. But my Gurudev was wearing saffron, not white dhoti. Yeah, it's Ramanacharya. The moment she finds Ramanacharya, she clings his feet crying. Now sometimes we're telling, woman should not touch sannyasi's feet. Here Ramanuja allowed the lady to hold grasp her feet and crying. And Ramanuja gave the blessings. Then only gave the shoes. Then Ramanuja gave the shoes and she worshipped in the shoe. And then, whatever she cook, she offered the shoe and he offered prasadam. So all the disciples, they're taking prasadam in the lady's house. And the prasadam brought to Ramanacharya. Ramanuja could not take it. I can't take it, he said. Oh, why, Gurudev? I want to offer to my deities. You can take prasadam which is offered to my shoe, but I can't take it. I will only take prasadam which is offered to my own deities. Then she could cook it separately and she offered to Shalagram Shila. That prasadam came to Ramanuja and Ramanuja had prasadam in that place. Just see how Ramanacharya disciples had faith that Guru's Paduka itself is such glorious. That kind of strong faith in Guru, Nishtha and Vaishnava Seva and everything is so many things to learn in the life history of Ramanacharya. And then finally, Ramanacharya wants to fulfill all these promises what he made for his guru. So he went to Kashmir to get a grantha, to find a grammar, to write commentary on the Vedana Sutra. Until then, people were reading only the commentary written by Shankaracharya called Sharirika Bhashya. According to Shankaracharya, everything is one. There's no second. And Ramanuja defeated everything. You know, the very long story, we have no much time. Then when Ramanacharya went to get the Kashmir, that grantha, the grammar book, he wanted to bring it. But somehow they took the book, brought it to South India. These pandits, some they find out. They follow Ramanuja to get the book back. So, the Ramanuja reaches Srirangam. He about to start writing commentary. The people came, they want to snatch the book. They took the book, they went away. Ramanuja became very disappointed. He said, now my guru's mission is going to be fulfilled. What happened to Gurudev? Why are you lamenting? Kuresh asked Gurudev. Ramani said, I got the Granth grammar book to write commentary on Vedanta Sutra. The book is gone. I can't write commentary without that book. Kuresh told, don't worry, Ramanujaj. Gurudev, I got that book. Where you got the book? I studied all the book in my heart. Can you imagine memory? He's a grahastha. He studied all the book. And where you got time? You're always serving me. Where you got time to read the book? Gurudev, whenever you take rest, I read the book. Can you imagine? He's serving daytime to Guru Maharaj. When Guru is sleeping, he's studying scriptures. And then, Kuresha was giving the dictating the commentary. And with the help of Kuresha, he wrote a huge commentary made of Sri Bhashyam. How much disciples given priority? Those days, the Guru's disciples allowed to have disciples. Therefore, you can see, Ramani's disciple is Kuresha. And Kuresha had one more disciple. That disciple only became witness against Kuresha. He became against Guru. Then after some time, the Ramaniya come back to Srirangam and this Kuresha is in Kanchipuram. That Ramaniya sent one disciple to find out how is Kuresha and this how Kuresha got blinded by the king. Then Kuresha told this, Ramaniya told Kuresha, Kuresha, you go to Kanchi Varadaraja Perumal, the Kanchipuram, the Lord, ask eyes back to your eyes and he will give you. So Kuresha went to pray to Lord Varadaraja. The Lord appeared, asked, what do you want? Imagine what he asking. Somebody offend you, you want a revenge of them, right? Somebody say, don't sit Prabhu here, you have to clean the temple. Oh, who I am? You know, Amanisa come in temple, or whatever our ego comes out. Here, his own disciple, who was a cause of his blindness, he soon told the king that Kuresha is not Ramanuja. That is why he became blinded. And that time, the Lord appeared in front of Kuresha. And the Kuresha prayed to the Lord appeared. What do you want? Benediction. You know what Kuresha asked him? My disciple, some got bad karma, he became against me. Please don't punish him. Give him liberation. Can you imagine? Your own disciple, he became against you. And not only just becomes a small offense, he caused you blinded you. But still, Kuresha praying to the disciples liberation. That is the love. Vaishnava never take revenge. He forgives, not only Guru forgive, disciple, Guru forgive disciple. Here, Guru forgives disciple. Kuresha, by his own example, he showing to people how we should forgive each other. One Jayapataka Maharaj asked, how can we forgive people if they become very against us? Then Kuresha told, Jayapatamar answered, if you really care for the devotee, you must forgive him. Because if you don't forgive him, he can't be liberated. That offense will come to you. You're holding someone in the material world by not forgiving him. If you don't forgive him, the offense will remain with him. He will suffer in this world. Will Lord become happy with you? So, we are forgiving other people not for as out of mercy. It's for our own benefit. If we can't forgive anybody, then they will suffer in the material world. That karma will come to us. So, in this way, Kuresha asked for forgiveness for his own disciple who was cause of his blindness. Then another time, Ramanuja know the message. I know Kuresha. I know you are very renounced. But do you know these two eyes in your face, they're not your eyes, they're my eyes. Go and ask him. That time Kuresha became so ecstatic. So far, I was wanting to myself. Now Guru Maharaj told me, I belong to him. That is my good fortune. Then he went happily to the Lord. He prayed, my dear Lord, please answer my question. The Lord appeared and said, what do you want? So far, this body has two eyes. I thought it's my eyes. My Guru Maharaj today accepted me as his property. Please complete my Guru Maharaj's property. Give me the eyes back to me. Immediately, Kuresha got eyes back. And then he came to see Ramanacharya. This is the way that how the Guru Bhakti and the Grahasthas are completely honored and valued. Therefore, still in Sri Sampradaya, many of the disciples are Grahasthas. Unless someone voluntarily comes to take brahmacharyam, no one forced to become brahmachari. In the Mayapur, one of the brahmachari, he wanted to get married. He's a very good book distributor. So other disciples went to Jayapataka Maharaj. They told Maharaj, he's a very good book distributor. You tell him not to marry, then we can get good devotee for our book score. Maharaj never said anything to him. Then never asked anything to him to take it, not to get married. Then finally, someone asked him, Guru Maharaj, why don't you tell him? If you tell him, he will listen. So we get good brahmachari to do book distribution. Then Maharaj answered to him, if I tell him not to get married, after some time, if he get married, he become Guru Aparadi. I don't want him to become Guru Aparadi. Therefore, sometime the gurus never ask you to renounce anything. If you go and ask voluntarily, I want to renounce, give initiation, and then they will give you. Therefore, one has to, the real consciousness, renunciation should come from the heart. That will come by culture, learning scriptures, service to Vaishnavas. Thus, the service attitude, honoring Grihasthas, renunciation, Guru Bhakti, these are a few points I want to share with all of you. So it's 10 past 20 to 9. I stop here. It's already running late. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Ramanujacharya ki jai. Jai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bhur. Hare Krishna.